This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Sometimes it takes a while for action to become visible. The Sonoma County Health Action Coalition has spent the past 12 months developing the framework for a plan they call a 2020 Vision for Sonoma County. Ellen Bauer, a program manager in the County Department of Health Services, has been coordinating that effort since it was convened a year ago.
At that time, it was widely acknowledged that the local healthcare delivery system was really in crisis. The number of uninsured, estimated at over 40,000, was growing, and a lot of pressures on our hospitals, physicians leaving the community, and funding for the safety net was inadequate. And I guess the feeling was is we really can't wait for Washington and Sacramento. We want some improvements, and we wanted to bring together community leaders to see what can we do here in Sonoma County.
The 31 members of the coalition panel, representing business, government, and healthcare providers, began by examining where local medical outcomes are falling short.
We looked at the top causes of death in Sonoma County: heart disease, stroke, cancer, which, by the way, really mirror the top causes in the United States. And we saw the underlying factors that contribute to these are things like poor diet, lack of physical activity, smoking and drinking alcohol. And we're also concerned about the disparities, the higher rates we saw for low-income residents, and became very concerned when we learned that if we don't change our ways, that our kids will be the first generation of kids that aren't expected to live as long as their parents.
But Bauer says their study also concluded that individual behaviors and social conditions played the biggest parts in those outcomes. So making changes in those areas became the coalition's focus.
We decided to focus on the issues of healthy eating and physical activity because we think that these really are things that Sonoma County can address and can make a real profound change on the health of the county, and in doing that can reduce the demand for healthcare services.
Having established that, Bauer says the group then identified three priorities for the action plan they wanted to develop.
One is to increase access to affordable, healthy food for all residents and to get people eating nutritious meals. Second is to get everyone in the county exercising and engaged in walking and bicycling and other kinds of physical activity. And third, getting everyone connected to a medical home, a trusted source of primary care and preventive support for healthy living.
The coalition has been hosting a series of public meetings throughout Sonoma County this month to gather comments and suggestions for their action plan, which continues tonight in Ronner Park and tomorrow in Santa Rosa. Bauer says the coalition will deliver a preliminary report back to county supervisors in the early fall, then begin developing a detailed implementation plan by next spring. Concurrently, they'll launch the search for funds to help make it all happen.
We didn't want to stop our planning just because we didn't have $1 billion to do our work with. We're trying to take baby steps and see what we can do with what we have and then put specific steps in place to develop the funds that we might need to do some of the more long-range projects.
Meanwhile, the Health Action Coalition has also developed an online survey for people who can't make it to any of their meetings. You can find both the schedule of the remaining meetings and the survey on the North Bay Report webpage at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.